This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm very excited to have back my next guest. He was back on my show back in June 28th. We're talking about Optium Cyber Systems, Inc., a trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol OCSY. And with us today is George The Rock Rutherford, president of the company. George, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Everett. It's a pleasure to be here.
You know, since our last interview, I see you've added another portion of security. You are acquiring a physical security firm to your portfolio. How is this important to the growth of your company?
Well, as far as the acquisition, what we have done is we had the opportunity to acquire a company that was well-established in the more traditional security services industry. And management, we felt that it would be the best interest of our shareholders to pursue that opportunity, which we did. With this acquisition actually came with an established client with revenue base, and it's profitable. We expect that this will be the first of a number of acquisitions. We're changing our business model slightly to focus on growth through acquisitions, and we're now actively looking to acquire assets that are established, cash flow positive, and that have a significant upside potential. There are a number of the exciting opportunities we're currently reviewing in technology, in security, and others completely unrelated. The key ingredient, I think, to all of this is that they have established operations, they have proven management, they have cash flow positive, they have significant upsides, which strengthen our bottom line and add value to our share price. As far as the management's number one priority is to add to the shareholders' value, and we feel that the growth through acquisition, it will accomplish this.
You want to talk about your second quarter results? It seems like that revenues were up 675% compared over to this time last year.
Well, as far as where we are now in the future and in the long run, we're going to continue to develop the markets for the cybersecurity services while expanding our client revenue base of the new acquisitions that we're having. In addition, we're continuing to look to acquire other companies that will really complement, you know, our operations. We have another cyber company in negotiations where we could have a huge bite out of companies such as PCmatic. Our near-term goal is to expand our revenue to over $10 million and get into sustained profitability. Long-term, to become a recognized mid-tier security firm that provides all aspects of security, and become fully reporting and list our common shares on the NASDAQ.
Well, that sounds very exciting. You know, there's a buzz on the street saying that you guys are getting ready to, are in discussions to acquire another cyber firm company with software and development in the government and military cyberspace. You have any thoughts on that? Are there any truth to that rumor?
Well, yeah, there is proof. There's proof to the rumor. That's why I was talking about the, doing acquisitions with the people in our space as well as out of our space. I know that if you remember when we last talked, I think you might have read an announcement about that we were in negotiations to provide cybersecurity to a leading gold bullion trading firm.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, we were fortunate enough that we were approached by one of the largest trading houses worldwide. And I think that people, they get excited, but they forget the deals of this nature are really out of our hands once we submit the agreement. And we all, even though we've all agreed, we have to wait for final approval. The reason being that, these include banks and governments.
Right.
We're involved with the Bank of London, Deutsche Bank, and Geneva Trust, Hong Kong, Shanghai, HSBC Corporation, and of course the Fed, since we deal in, we're in the security of people that are dealing in treasuries. It's not you know, playtime. These are world-changing opportunities that we're involved with. And it just, you know, I try to tell my stockholders that patience is a virtue in this arena. You know, we've talked about it being a small contract for like $2.4 million.
Right, I saw that.
It could become much larger rather rapidly. I know I'll be traveling starting tomorrow and try to finish up in the next few weeks as far as our inroads, also in the petroleum industry. It's almost immeasurable for the future right now. I don't know if you noticed through one of our advisory board members, Mike Russell, who's the chairman of the American Petroleum Institute here in Houston. We're actually becoming known throughout the industry as people ask us and come to us for advice.
You've been listening to my guest, George Rutherford. He's the president of Opium Cyber Systems, trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol OCSY. You know, doing M&A, mergers and acquisitions, is going to cost a little money. How do you guys plan on financing some of these deals, Rock?
Primarily, every deal, of course, is individual. We have several funds that are trying to deal with us. Some of it's going to be in stock, some of it will be cash, and it has a lot to do with each individual. We're being pursued by several people right now to try and become involved with us from that standpoint of doing our acquisitions.
You know, the last time you were on my show was back in the end of June. What do you want my listeners to take away from this interview?
I think that we're charging forward, that we are living up to what our goals were, and that was to be able to provide an avenue, a place that people could go to find cybersecurity. The fact that we are, as a management group, willing to open up and listen to other opportunities as they come, as long as we feel it's going to help our stockholders, our share price. And you can't be everything to everyone, but we've now discovered that, and we hope our shareholders understand that we're really turning into a much of a international company instead of just being situated in one section of cybersecurity.
I want my listeners to take a look at this stock. The market cap's only at $1.2 million. I still think they're undervalued here at their stock price currently. We're talking about Opium Cyber Systems. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol OCSY. George, before I let you go, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners?
Oh, I think more as much as anything is that they need to understand that, you know, we are in what we call a cyber war. You read about it constantly, but understand that we do hear our stockholders and we pay attention, but that we are always have in mind to do the very best for them and to keep the company growing and the stock price increasing.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on my show. Hopefully you'll come back in 40 or 50 days. Give us an update. Maybe tell us a little bit more what's going on with the bullion trading house. And also let us know what's going on internationally.
Thank you very much for having me on the show again, Everett. You have a nice day.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.